Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there. And we're going to start today. There's a countdown. Shrink that. And we're ready. Well, Shabbat Shalom. We're one of Messiah congregation. Kahal Chabe Mashiach. Let's ask God to bless this reading today. Heavenly Father, bless this reading in Yeshua's name. Help us in our lives. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you for forgiveness of sins through the blood of Yeshua. Give you the praise and honor today in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
And today's God's holy day, the Sabbath. There's my website. There's my phone if you need to contact me. There's my email. Today we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard in Franklin, Tennessee. And today is July 4th, 2026. God has his own calendar. Today is the fourth month, no name, day 18. Today's topic, I want to talk a little bit about angels. We'll start with Jude. Jude says, "And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he had reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day." That's pretty scary, yeah. Huh? Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "Jehovah rebuke you." Amen. Here's brother Peter. "If God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment." What do you think of that? I'm going to talk a little bit about Michael and Gabriel right now. Here's Daniel 8. "And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Ulai, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision." "Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show you, if you are greatly beloved." We want to be greatly beloved by God. "Therefore understand the matter and consider the vision." And here's how this vision happened. 70 weeks, which is 49 years, are determined upon thy people. 490 years are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city, Jerusalem. What's it going to do? It's going to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy, that's Yeshua. And here's how it goes. "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks." That's 49 years. "And 62 weeks, which is 434 years, the street shall be built again and the wall in troublous times." That's the temple. So we've got 434 and 49 is 483 years. "And after 62 weeks, that's 434 years, shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. I hope he died for the sins of the world. And the people and the prince shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And the end thereof shall be with a flood, unto the end of wars, desolations are determined. And he, the Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. which is 7 years. And in the midst of the week, which is 3.5 years, he shall cause a sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate. That's the devil. Even unto the consummation, and that determined is poured upon the desolate. So you got 490 years above, which is 483 plus 7 makes 490. Right? Here's Daniel 10. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. And lo, Michael, one of the chief princesses, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. But I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that withhold with me in these things but Michael your prince. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which stands for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as was never since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time your people shall be delivered. That's everyone that shall be found written in the book. We got to make sure we're written in a book, right? How do you written in the book? You keep God's commandments. Psalm 8, Messiah. For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and have crowned him with glory and honor. That's Messiah. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them as he in Sinai, in the holy place. Here's an interesting verse in Psalm 78. Man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full. And he cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, indignation, and trouble by sending evil angels among them. Here's another verse about Messiah, Psalm 91. He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you up in all thy ways. That's right. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Here's Psalm 103. Bless Jehovah, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Amen. We have to make sure we all hearken unto the word of God. Psalm 104. Who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. Psalm 148. Praise you him, all you, all his angels. Praise him, all you, all his host. And now we're going to move to the gospel. This is Luke 1. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto you and to show you these great glad tidings. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Miriam, or Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Yeshua. He shall be great, and he's still great today, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And Jehovah God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. We thank God for that. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? The angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God, the Word of God made flesh. Amen. And behold, your cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Now we move to Revelation. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels. That's the devil. And of course they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army, which is ridiculous. Immediately the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. That's where they go. This is not a long study today, it's a short one. In closing for today, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. How come? For thereby some have entertained angels unawares. We have also ministering angels sent forth to minister for them, us, who shall be heirs of salvation. We say, praise Yah, and I thank you for being here today. It's a short study, but hope you got something out of it. So I'll stop that. Let me stop the video. I'll shrink that. I'll stop the audio. Shabbat Shalom.